This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, a three-year-old business is helping farmers make more informed decisions, and it's as easy as paying a membership fee and visiting their website. Farmers Business Network was created in 2014 and has expanded immensely over the past 3 years. Account executive for the company, Joel Akers, will share with us today how farmers can become a member and what information is available on their website.
Farmers Business Network is a fairly young company. We just started growing our membership back in 2014, but it's actually started in Illinois by a group of farmers that were getting together and sharing information amongst themselves with the whole idea of, hey, how can we use this information, learn from each other to farm more profitably. And so we've just kind of taken that to the next level, so to speak. And so we now have thousands of farmers across the country. We have over 4,700 farmers across the country that are sharing their information in a completely anonymous manner, where we can aggregate that information, layer that information, and give that information back to our members in a manner that's extremely intuitive and easy for our members to be able to learn from not only what's going on in their own operation, but now they can learn based on the millions of acres that we have in the system today. And again, with the whole idea of helping them increase their margins.
So would you describe this as a membership organization if you have farmers sharing information, or tell us a little more?
Yes, it is a membership organization, but it doesn't matter how big or small you are. We treat everybody the same, which is kind of the founding principles behind us. We want anybody who wants to participate in the network to be able to. So it's $600 a year for a one-year membership. If you want to commit to 2 years at a time, it's $1,100, and $2,500 for a five-year membership.
So obviously, trying to make farmers more profitable, I would assume, sharing that information. I guess, tell us a little bit more if a farmer would want to become a member, benefits that they would receive. I mean, do you have networking events? What is available to them?
There's a lot of things that are available. I don't think we have the time here today to go all of them. But some of the best things that people like about what it is we're doing, one is price transparency. So farmers are sharing their prices that they're paying for their chemicals, fertilizers, and seed. So now as a farmer goes out there and they want to buy the chemicals or the seed that they want to buy, now they can see through the network what the national averages are that guys are paying for that exact same product that they want to buy. In addition to the average, we'll show the ranges, and we'll put some context behind that, right? So we're going to say, hey, we have, for this glyphosate product, we have 700 invoices on it, right? Or we got 30 price points for this bag of seed, or whatever the case may be. So not only do we show the averages and the ranges, but we put some context and numbers what's behind the data. So in addition to pricing information, guys, we'll also be able to see, okay, what varieties are actually performing best in the exact same soil types that I'm farming on today. For those, we have hundreds of thousands of acres in some cases on certain varieties, and so through that information, guys can drill down and learn more about the seed as far as what's the optimal planting rate, or how much nitrogen is it like, how's it going to perform on a dry years compared to wet years, all those different data points we have for farmers to be able to learn from. We've done a seed relabeling study, which has been hugely popular as well this last year. So it's been a well-known secret in the industry where genetic lines, varieties, are being sold or relabeled by multiple companies, the exact same genetics. And so all we've done is put the pieces of that puzzle together. So now when farmers plant different varieties during the course of a year to try and diversify their risk, now they know that they are for sure doing that, because now through the system they can go on there and identify, hey, is this these two different companies, these two different varieties I bought from these two different companies, is it actually the same genetics or is it not?
A lot of great services that you have to offer, and I know that we haven't covered all of them. Is there anything else that you would like to highlight today to let farmers know about through the Farmers Business Network, or more information you'd like to share?
Absolutely. So we got an online store, kind of an e-commerce store now, so guys can go online through our national pricing scheme to purchase products through us in a very easy manner. So they can not only can they see the average prices that people are paying, they can see what our prices are. Doesn't matter how much you buy or don't buy. I mean, you can literally click and buy just like you do anything on Amazon today. You can do that through our system. Farmers are at the center of our universe. Everything we do has basically been requested by farmers. How can you help me get this information? How can you help me buy better? How can you help me sell better? So we have a whole crop marketing department where we're helping our members on an independent basis sell their crop at a more profitable level or to a more profitable location. We're out there identifying buyers across the country and across the world, to be honest with you, and connecting those buyers with our farmers and helping our farmers then get a premium for that crop that they're raising.
All of the information that you mentioned is available to farmers. Is that online? Is it through an app? How do they access that?
So it is a web-based system. So farmersbusinessnetwork.com is our website that farmers can go to learn more information. You can chat with somebody if you want to, or there's a phone number you can call, which is on the website, but it's 844-200-FARM. And you can talk to someone on the phone to learn more about the network, or even if you call that number, you can have someone like myself who come out to your farm and literally answer any questions you have and give you what I call a hands-on demonstration, or kind of a test drive, if you will, of a live FBN account, so you can see what the actual look and feel of it is and see how it can be of value to your farm.
Joel Akers with Farmers Business Network. And as Joe said, if you have questions or would like more information, visit farmersbusinessnetwork.com. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.